for the both of us. I've been with Dog for obviously 10 of my years in the league. We competed in college together, so we were very aware of each other before and just became very good friends throughout my duration here and throughout his as well. It was just kind of questions that were unanswered. But in this game that we play, you know, things like that happens where the answers are kind of up in the air and no one says anything. But he's a great player, and obviously, as you guys know out in Denver, you obviously see why people loved him here in Philadelphia.
I guess the way he's playing now may surprise some people. I'm guessing it's not surprising you.
Not surprising to any of us here who have played with him. You know, you have some up and down games, we know that, but just overall, I think when you look at his body of work and the things that he's been able to accomplish individually and being a part of the team, our accomplishment here as a team and, for the both of us, the things that we had to endure and the things we were able to do, you know, he played such a major part in that. Don't think that it's a one-year deal over there. He plays like that every time he's out on the field.
What are
your emotions this week knowing you're going to face him?
Well, I try to treat it, just like a normal game. We are the best of friends. It's no different, really, than you competing against your brother in a friendly game of basketball or, if you happen to just go to two different schools. You love each other to death leading up into the week, and then once it comes game time, I'm going to try to go at you. But that's just the competitive nature in all of us, and I think that's the way you have to approach it.
When obviously you have so much experience playing with him. When we have press conferences here, you could almost feel like he's going to jump through the podium at you during press conferences. He's that intense. Have you ever been around a guy that intense?
I've played with guys who really love the game. I think a lot of times emotions get kind of exaggerated, and if you're overly emotional or you just kind of lay back and just kind of answer questions and you go to yourself and kind of get emotional, then everybody's different. But he's a passionate player. He's a guy who leaves everything out on the field, and he's a guy who in the locker room motivates guys to get the best out of them. When you talk to him, he's that way. And I'm sure you guys have seen when you ask him questions, he's that way.
Donovan, the last 2 years you picked up a lot of young weapons, DeSean Jackson, Macklin, McCoy. Do you feel like you've got kind of a second window of opportunity here as in your career with all those young weapons you have now?
This might be like the third or fourth for us. Many have said that our window was closing after the 2004 season. Many said the window was closing after 2007, 2008. I think it's really the guys that you have a part of the team, the veterans, who really keep that door open or that window open. And I think when you add young guys to it, it's just more energy and more adrenaline that you have to match and make sure that everybody is on the same page. And I think the exciting thing about it around here is the fact that these young guys have really contributed well, understood the role in which they're in, as well as have continued to improve week in and week out.
Donovan, why is DeSean able to get away each week almost for a 50, 60-yard play?
Well, I wish I had the answer. But again, it's really just kind of a tribute of just his hard work. I think the guy has a great work ethic and a great mindset to be the best at what he does. We try to put him in positions to be successful, and nothing against the guys that he's competed against on the defense. It's just sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and I think he's made some remarkable plays, and he's created some opportunities for others to make plays as well. So you definitely need that on an offense, and we have other guys who are making plays, as well.
I know most of the, you know, the headlines this week are going to be about Dawkins coming back there, but when you look at what Buckhalter has been able to do, I don't know how much you followed what he's done this year, but he's been the most explosive back here this year. How surprised are you, given his physical history, that he's been able to rebound the way he has?
Not surprised at all. He was another guy that I hated to see go. You know, the thing about Correll is the fact that he's an unselfish player. When given the opportunity, he kind of shines in it. I don't know if you guys have known, but, you know, he had the rookie rushing record here in Philadelphia until McCoy passes this year. But a guy that full confidence in picking up the blitz scheme, running the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield, the total package. And I believe he led the league in yards per carry for a long period of time this season until he had the high ankle sprain. And you know, I'm sure you guys, those guys are very excited to have him with the combination of, you know, Buck as well as Noshon and the things that they present to defenses.
Ivan, what's your theory? Why have you guys been so good in December over the last 10 years?
Well, I think it's more chemistry than anything. You know, no one really cares about, you know, August, September, October. I think people focus in on you know, November, December, and January, and that's when you have to be playing your best. And I think everything that you've put in training camp, the off season, early part of the season, is starting to show now. And we've had some great players who have played here and made big plays for us late down the stretch, and we have that right now.
Okay. Anything else?
All right.
Thanks, thank you, Donovan.